If you've ever been to a high school reunion, they can be a little nerve-wracking. But tonight's gathering at the Tuskegee Human and Civil Rights Multicultural Center has a different vibe. For the former students here, all in their 60s now, it's not so much a reunion as it is a reflection. They're looking back on what was supposed to be the first day of classes on September 2nd, 1963. Former student Willie Wyatt Jr. was one of the 13 black students integrating Tuskegee High School.
I thought, well, okay, there's going to be 300 to 400 other kids in the school. How am I going to make friends? How am I going to be accepted? Is there anything that's going to happen that's going to cause me to react and respond? So that was kind of the thought running through my head.
But Wyatt never made it to the first day of class. No one did. That's because Alabama Governor George Wallace intervened to stop the school from desegregating. Wyatt vividly remembers what happened that morning.
The school was surrounded by state troopers, and the 13 of us who boarded the bus got to the driveway of the school, and Captain Pryor of the Alabama State Patrol got on the bus and gave us all a copy of an executive order from the governor denying us admission to the school.
Jean Hornsby Korkulis also recalls that day. She would have started her senior year. She was supposed to be one of Wyatt's classmates. Tonight is the first time they've ever met. But Korkulis says her concerns were different from Wyatt's.
In retrospect, think of the courage that it took for U13 to do that, to make history. And, you know, and my little petty annoyances about not being able to go to school with the same people I'd gone to school with all my life, you know, and worried about the prom and football games and things like that, you know. And then this, in here with these courageous 13.
Former student Rebecca Wadsworth Sickles is also at tonight's event. She was supposed to start her junior year at Tuskegee High. She remembers the swarm of state troopers Wyatt talked about earlier. Sickles recalls that while she and her siblings felt intimidated, her mother did not.
At one point, she turned around and asked all of us, it was about 7 or 8, do you students want to go to school? And we all said, yes, ma'am. And so she walked up to the nearest trooper who was standing stone-faced and said, please give a message to Governor Wallace that these students want to attend school. And, of course, he said nothing.
Bear in mind, Sickles is white. She was one of the few Caucasian students to go back to Tuskegee High when it reopened about a week later. She describes the school atmosphere as eerie, but her time there would be cut short.
It was scary for me, and I'm sure it was scary for those few black students that were in there. And one day in the middle of the school day, my daddy came to take me out. He said he was afraid for me to stay there.
Sickles' family sent her to live with her aunt and uncle in Alexander City. She wasn't the only white student to be pulled out of Tuskegee High. In just a matter of days, all the white students were gone. Their families transferred them to two nearby Macon County schools, Shorter and Notasulga. The move forced Tuskegee High School to close in January 1964, and a federal court ordered some of the black students to go to Shorter and some to attend Notasulga. Many were caught off guard by the turn of events, but no one more so than Anthony Lee and his family.
We had the understanding and we had prepared for a very smooth transition.
Lee was one of the lead plaintiffs in Lee versus Macon County Board of Education. It was the 1963 court case that forced Tuskegee High School to desegregate in the first place. So what played out September 2nd was not what Lee or his family was expecting.
The event that happened that day caught us by surprise because we thought we had prepared for everything and everything was supposed to be a very smooth transition until the closing and things like that happened.
With the help of civil rights attorney Fred Gray, Lee versus Macon County was expanded as a blanket desegregation order. It would apply to more than 100 school districts in the state. But that decision would not be handed down for nearly 4 years, long after Anthony Lee and his classmates were supposed to graduate. Lee and fellow senior classmate Willie Wyatt Jr. were given their diplomas in 64, but never made it to a formal graduation ceremony. They had been transferred to Notasulga, and just a few days before graduation, the school was burned to the ground during this time of change. Maggie Martin, APR News in Tuskegee.